available for a few more minutes.
Roger. Well, I got my sand taken. It makes me a little hoarse, but it helps my cholesterol. We're just leaving the house. I didn't know Bernice was going to go with me, but it's probably just as well. I'll probably have to have my eyes dilated without any doubt, and I hate that.
Last time I went and got my eyes examined before I got these new glasses, I got someone to take me because I knew he was going to dilate my eyes. And, you know, it wasn't a bright sunny day, but it was enough that my eyes didn't like it, unfortunately. So the glasses I still had, which would get dark when I went outside, helped some. But, of course, it is what it is and all. But anyhow, and also, did you get your chicken feed the other day?
$20 worth. $40 worth. And I got an egg yesterday, or we got an egg. It's the first one in quite a while. I was getting pretty fed up with the dang things. But at any rate, I did get one nice large brown egg. I see he's got some for sale that are 5 months old, if you're interested.
I think I'll pass on it. My neighbor's got enough across the street that I don't want to add any more chickens to the neighborhood. And they've got a rooster over there that thinks that he's got a wonderful crowing voice because he exercises at all hours of the day and night, too.
I think my neighbor got his fill of roosters. I sure did. He had one, and his wife thought it was a pet, and this and that. But they're not pets, and they're a pain in the rear when they crow like that all the time. I just absolutely get tired of hearing it. It's like a barking dog after a while.
Yeah, and I got one of those in my neighborhood, too. I'm not sure who owns it. It's a hound. And it is back in the, it's somewhere behind it. The other day it was in my yard and sitting out there howling. And it just, it's a pain in the butt, you know. So anyway, well, I am arriving here at Sam's Club. I need to go inside and get some things. And when I come out, I'll go through the gas line and gas up. And then I'll be all filled up and ready to go for tomorrow. And that means I won't have to chase down a gas station before I get on the road in the morning. So, and there's enough people lined up here at the pumps, I don't want to get in line right now. So, anyway, and there's not as huge a crowd at the Sam's Club as I thought. Of course, it's not 10 o'clock yet. I get to come in with the early folks now. I'll catch up to you later, Tom. Hope everything goes good to your eye exam. N0TRW2T.
Okay, Rusty. Yeah, I had an eye infection in my right eye, but I think it's gone. They gave me some antibiotics and some anti-inflammatory for it. I think you'll take me off of that today, but it's just a 6-month checkup. I go in every 6 months, and so far, so good. My pressures and everything in my eyes were 14 and 15, which anything below, what did they say, 20, 22 is good. And at my age, I'm really happy with that. All right, be careful there. Yeah, that's a mess there at that gas pump. When you pull out of Sam's, if you go way out in front of the door and circle around, you have a better chance of getting in, I think, than turning in immediately on the approach. Oh, I got a car's turning here, and another one is about to run over me. See you later, Rusty. W2T and 0TR.